1360@gmail.com.
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. The doomsday clock has moved to about 1 minute and 30 seconds. At least that's the latest. So in other words, the nations are fully aware that the destruction of mankind is imminent, the doomsday clock. And that clock jumped by about 10 seconds with Russia being forced to invade or to occupy and take out the Nazi element in Ukraine. I'm going to begin with this Ukraine war. Yes, it is about the West putting nukes along the borders, Russia's borders. It is about that. It absolutely, we can't dismiss that. It's about the sanctions by the empire against Russia. Russia's a little too strong for America's comfort. America, the New World Order, the globalists of the world, Russia is a little bit too strong. They know that Russia is in good shape. Russia has been and will continue to interfere with the plans of the New World Order. The war in Ukraine with Russia, it's a spiritual war, along with bullets and bombs. But really, if you look at it from a different perspective, it is a war by the West, by Pilgrim Society, on the Orthodox churches of Central Asia. The Christian peoples, the people of faith in Russia, they didn't see years ago that Russia would once again turn back to God. The Russian people never did leave their faith. But the politicians in Russia, when they came into power, and it was a Pilgrim Society plan in the last century to destroy the religion, the Orthodox religions, and the faith of the Orthodox people, because without doing that, you couldn't destroy Russia. See, they attempted to destroy Russia via Adolf Hitler. And it was about a 2-year-plus campaign to move the Third Reich, the armies, up to Moscow. If they could have done that today, the world, we would be in the Fourth Reich. The world would have been, actually, there would not have been a need for the Fourth Reich, because the Third Reich would have ruled the world. To rule the world, they would have had to take over Russia. Should they have taken over Russia, the Germans would have controlled Central Asia. Any nation that can control Central Asia, that nation or group of nations can control the world. They can control what happens to the East, into China, to the west, into the Western European countries, down to the south, into the Middle East. If Hitler would have taken over, if Hitler could have been successful in that campaign to move Russia, the German troops into Moscow and take Russia or Moscow, they could have destroyed the Russian people. Well, they did a fairly good job even back in 1915, 16, 17 when they murdered the Russian, when they started the Bolshevik Revolution and killed the Tsar and his family Romanovs. Pretty much wiped out the whole lineage. That was the attempt, first attempt, to destroy Russia, and it didn't. They didn't succeed perfectly. So the second attempt was Adolf Hitler, and that still didn't quite get the job done. The third attempt was through the Clintons and through Reagan. Telling Gorbachev to tear down the wall. Russia had to move out of Germany. Then the Soviet Empire, Russia, it collapsed. What was it, 1991? The Soviet Empire, with all Russia and all of her colleagues, it collapsed. But by this time, in the mid-70s, early 70s, the Russian people were returning to their faith. There was now more freedom of religion in Russia, in the Orthodox churches, the Russian Orthodox Church, and they once again began to prosper to some degree. There was some freedom. There was a return to faith. And the faith of the Russian people, along with Vladimir Putin, after Yeltsin stepped down, began a great revival in Russia in both ways. Their economy, with a new direction, and with freedom for the Russian faithful in the Orthodox churches.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
right. So what we've been seeing in the last 100-plus years are campaigns by the Pilgrim Society out of Europe in London and Pilgrim Society in New York City. Russia has been the obstacle for the coming New World Order. I believe it was Cecil Rhodes who was the one who basically gave the thought to the round table group and to the people that were part of a cabal of very powerful white supremacists. They were white supremacists. Adolf Hitler, this is why Adolf Hitler was allowed to do what he did in Germany, because he had the backing of a philosophy of white supremacy, starting with Cecil Rhodes and the people he was affiliated with in England, in Germany, in America. The white supremacist, it was planted in Germany. It was allowed to grow with Adolf Hitler. He was allowed to get away with what he got away with when he became chancellor, and he was allowed to begin to put together a machine that would be anti-God. It would be anti-God. It would be the God of the Lutheran Church could not be allowed. The God of the people of faith within Germany were not, they were verboten. This was a war against God. We are still witnessing the war against God presently in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is just going to be the peephole, is the way in which we in the Western world, we get to see a greater, another sinister plan that's taking place not only there, but it's a mirror, and it will reflect back to what's happening in the United States of America. See, basically, because America, what happened in Germany will happen in America. All of the true Christian churches were shut down. Not only were the doors closed, but the Christian people were rounded up. They were the big threat. The Christian people for the last 2,000 years have been the big threat to Satan, to the forces of darkness. It's the same today. Now, there was a campaign through the last 400 or 500 years to really destroy the true Christian faith in all of Europe, in all of Western Europe. And it has taken place. But here's what's happened. We in America, we have jumped ahead. We have accelerated the hatred of God. We've surpassed the hatred of God and the resistance to the God of the Bible that took place in the East, in Eastern Europe or Western Europe, in the Western European nations. We have accelerated the hatred of God in America. This is why America presently is a fertile ground for God hatred internationally, for a Christian persecution that is going to come. We are the perfect, you might say, the perfect soil for the hatred of Judeo-Christian thought. And at the same time, America is fertile soil, just like in Germany, starting in the late 1800s, 1890s, Theodor Herzl began to write. He was a playwright. He would write plays, and in the plays he would put in a very wise way, the hatred of the Jewish people taking place in Europe, the latent anti-Semitism. Well, there is latent anti-Semitism in America. And it's funny, but many of those who are anti-Semitic are actually some of the Jewish, those that you would think are behind the nation of Israel, behind the Jewish people. They themselves are really pushing an anti-Semitic programs. I guess that would be the way to phrase it. So in this country, you have, just like in Germany in the 30s, the evidence, the writing was on the wall, people refused to believe it. The same is happening presently in America. We were a God-fearing nation. We are now becoming a God-hating nation. The hatred of the government, the hatred of people of means, wealthy people, educated people that have come out of the liberal universities. Two things they hate: God and the true worship of God. And they lean just like the German, the Nazis, the philosophy of Nazism. Man is God. White Aryan supremacy is God. This is why Russia isn't in war just to keep the nukes from being placed along her border. No, it is fighting the war even for the Orthodox believers in Ukraine, in Poland, Romania, Lithuania, all of those Slavic nations that are Orthodox in their belief systems, whether Ukrainian Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, regardless, they're still the same family. And Russia is fighting on behalf of all of those Orthodox churches, of the faith of the Orthodox believers in that area, and then it spreads on out into the Middle East, elsewhere. So Russia is fighting a war against a godless New World Order, against a philosophy of witchcraft, of Satanism in the Nazi belief system, in the Aryan, the supremacist belief system. So she's not just fighting bullets and tanks. Russia is fighting a psychological war against God hatred. In America, we are, in a sense, also fighting the same kind of a war against the God hatred in this country. The Jewish people in this country that are paying attention, they're going to be in a battle here very shortly. And I would say, for the most of the Jewish people who really are faithful or who are true to their Jewish lineage, to their who they are as a people, to their patriarchs, to the law of Moses, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're going to have to get out of America. They're going to have to leave America. Internationally, the Jewish people are being told in the prophecies of our time to leave those nations and go back to the Middle East, go back to the area where they originated from, and especially in America. But I'm going to tell you, just like in Nazi Germany, history is repeating itself once again. The Jewish people, we're too civilized, we're too advanced in our thinking, we are superior as a nation. This could never happen in the United States again, ever. The governments, because of the laws of the land, the government would never be allowed to persecute not only Jews, but Christians. Well, it happened once before. Christ said, don't be deceived. It's happening again. No one's talking about it. No one's addressing it. Everyone is, again, the pastors of the churches, the Jewish rabbis, to some degree, it's verboten. It's a topic that's not to be discussed, not at the dinner table, not in the open, not at the congregation, not at the synagogue. Don't talk about anti-Semitism in America. Don't talk about anti-Christian hatred. Don't talk about the hatred of God openly. Keep it quiet. And the way you keep it quiet is you promote and you put your faith in science, in technology, in the brilliance of man, in the goodness of man, there's nothing in any individual that is good. There's nothing but evil in every individual. And you take a collective of people, the evil just accelerates. It's like 2 times 2 is 4, 4 times 4 is 16, and on and on and on. You get a collective of people, and what you can do is you can put up research labs all over the world and create anything you want that can alter the DNA of mankind, can take a man that has a Homo sapien DNA and add to it. That person can be a Homo sapien plus part of a fly, or part of a chimpanzee, or part of a snake. And I'm convinced through this, through the research, that the vaccine, the virus, how this all happens, still kind of a mystery, but it's being found out that it's a poison. It's not so much a virus as it is a poison. What's in the vaccinations are poison. Not only venom, altered venom from snakes, but altered venom from certain types of shellfish. Shell creatures that are very, very, their venom, if you want to call it venom or the poison, is extremely powerful, causes paralysis, slow death, convulsions, you name it. I should have a list in front of me, which I don't. Nazism is a religion. This new religion of America and worship of man, it is a religion. There will be no room for God and this new science and this new technocracy. Now, see, Hitler, just like happened back then, it's happening again today. Now, we're watching the rise of the Nazi party, the Nazi movement, the philosophy in Ukraine. That's just a mirror. You have to look back at this country, because what happened there and what happened at the time of Adolf Hitler will happen in America. See, Hitler, his war was not just with the surrounding nations, but it was with the Lutheran Church. It was with all of the churches of faith. Again, it was against the people of faith in Germany and in Austria. The Aryan philosophy is not compatible with Christianity or Judaism. This new religion in America is not compatible with Christianity or Judaism. You can't blend the two together, because in Nazism, the Aryan is God. The Aryan is supreme. The Aryan in the philosophy, like Nietzsche and all these men, they were brilliant, brilliant men, but they all had a hatred of God. Because God, in the main thought in true religion, is there must be justice. And to have justice, there must be a judge who is just. We'll continue with a just God in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. by land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
So, mankind, man is God, and man must be free from the thought of a God who is just, a God who is righteous, a God of justice. So this is one of the philosophies of Nazism. Universalism in the Eastern religions, the matter of reincarnation. You never have an eternal punishment. It's a continuous cycle of life and death and life and death. This is the philosophy of the New Age. The New Age movement, the philosophy of the new religion of America. There's no judgment. There's no punishment. There's no need for justice. So the Aryan philosophy... again, isn't compatible with Christian thought or the thought of Moses. Can't happen. Nazism in itself, it is a religion. It's the religion of superior man. Aryan, God-man, superior, white, Aryan. This is what Cecil Rhodes, this is his philosophy. And that philosophy was picked up. And actually, I don't know how Adolf Hitler, where his background as far as his studies, he was an artist, but in his studies, he picked up this philosophy, and I believe that he began to study the Aryan concept. And no one, I mean, there were individuals from England, individuals, there were the government officials in England, in Europe, not only Germany, America, that wanted to promote or allow Hitler to develop, to see what the outcome would be if Hitler was to deceive people. It was a program. It wasn't Hitler solo. There were others involved. And these men, they bought into it. The whole Third Reich bought into it. Because it's a religion. It is a perfect religion for these type of thinkers. Perfect. Now, again, the belief in reincarnation, universalism, the thought is basically we are just in a cycle. We either, when we die, we are just like vapor. We dissipate and it's done. There's no remembrance. There's no need for punishment. There is no punishment. With reincarnation, it's an endless cycle of life and death and life and death. This is the serpent chasing its tail. There's no punishment in the afterlife because one of the concepts is, and many Christians have bought into this, an all-loving God could never punish his creation, his creature, mankind, that was created in his image. Because an all-loving God couldn't be that cruel, that diabolical, that evil. That in itself would disqualify him supposedly from being God. Well, that's not what the scriptures present. The scriptures present from beginning to end finality, an end, a beginning and an end, a beginning to existence of every individual and an end. You can't break that cycle, at least not in the time in which we are in. In the future, yes. God is eternal, and he gives those that believe in his Son Jesus Christ, those that receive the Lord Jesus, they receive eternal life. So, an all-loving God couldn't punish his creatures, his creation, mankind. Again, because mankind was created in the image of God. They want to believe that. That yes, we're created in the image of God because we are God. Many religions push that in this country, that we, man, is God. Then, you know, God, if he creates perfectly, he created the angels. And it says that the angels were created perfect. But then there was a rebellion. And the chief, the top, the most powerful, the most beautiful angel of them all was Lucifer. He was the light bearer. He was the creature of light. He was the cream of the cream, highest ranking. And he's the one that led the rebellion against God because he, in his perfection and in his free will, decided that he would rebel and become God himself, the shining one, Lucifer. And that in these religions, that even Lucifer would be forgiven and all of the angels that rebelled with him. Well, if that's the case, then there would be no need for justice. And God, in his eternal kingdom, there would be no need for him to be judge. There'd no need for him to have a royal scepter, a scepter in the scripture that is a scepter of righteousness, because there would be no injustice, no matter what, no matter Lucifer rebels and takes a third of the angels with him, man is created, and then man is, he is evil. He's, there's nothing good in man. Man can kill, murder, rape, pillage, plunder, and there's no justice, because God is all loving, and there's no need for justice, because he created mankind perfectly, and he cannot judge what he created if man was perfect. Well, here's the thing. God gave the angels free will, and in that free will, they had a choice, and man had a choice too. And man chose in the Garden of Eden to eat from the tree that was forbidden, causing death from that point forward. Not immediately, but 120 years later or beyond.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Sleep is kind to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again, for now I
sing once again with me our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger yet. And though you turn inside your mind.
The truth is, we're in the time of the book. In the book of Revelation, we're in the time of Revelation chapter 13. Adolf Hitler referenced the Phantom of the Opera to come. He referenced to his secretary someone that will come after me. I am not the one you're looking for, but there is someone else coming. Wait for him. Who was Hitler referring to? Hitler knew he wasn't the one that was going to bring in the final Reich, the Fourth Reich. He was only there to bring in the Third Reich. And he did. The Fourth Reich, someone else would bring the Fourth Reich in. The Fourth Reich would be the Reich of Antichrist in the West. That would be the Fourth Reich. And we are in that time. And the individual that Hitler was alluding to is the Phantom in this opera. This is the individual that for 50 years since I became a believer, everybody has had their thought, their opinion, their choice. This, the Pope, this individual, Charles of England, on and on and on, Ronald Reagan. Reagan was an Antichrist, but not the Antichrist. There is the individual. And what is happening in, excuse me, is in Ukraine, the Russian people are fighting for their future. And the war is against NATO nations, European nations, America, and also against the philosophy of Nazism. And Zelensky has been going through Ukraine, and just like Adolf Hitler, has been rounding up the leaders of the Orthodox churches in the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And out of RT News, there was an article, Zelensky sanctions top clerics. So this is who Zelensky is focusing on. He's focusing on the top clerics. He's targeted several bishops of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. The government launched a crackdown on the denomination last year, which was the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, claiming that it harbored Russian agents. The order published by the Ukrainian President's office on Wednesday enacts a motion issued by the National Security and Defense Council to seize assets, exactly what Hitler did, to impose other restrictions on 10 other individuals. Metropolitan Bishop Pavel of Vyshgorod and Chernobyl, senior cleric in Ukraine's most prominent Orthodox monastery, the Kiev Pescherk Lavra, and retired Metropolitan Zelensky of Izium and Kupiansk. It also targets several priests of the Russian Orthodox Church. So, to the Christian people, Satan's attack on the Orthodox churches in Central or in Eastern Europe and in Russia, in that region, the attack has begun. The attack on the evangelical and all of the other churches in America is going to commence, I believe has already begun, but it's to some point right now, they're not ready to come right out. Who's they? The globalists. The Nazis in the globalist in Pilgrim Society. In Pilgrim Society in New York and in London. These individuals believe in Nazi philosophy. They believe in Luciferian philosophy. They know that they must, their war isn't just with people that go on air and expose them. No, their war, if you can see it in your mind, their war is 1,000 light years away up in God's heaven, up in the constellation of Orion. The war is with this God that has his throne 1,000 light years away. That's who their war is with. And their war is with the individuals, the people that believe in this eternal God that resides in eternity in his heaven. This is who they're at war with. And all of these believers of Jesus Christ are in one of the seven churches in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. We'll be back.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693. Song
I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I felt it was important because to discuss this matter of the religion, the great religion, the Aryan religion, the religion of man, and the other religions of the world, the Eastern religions, they also, in their philosophies, they dismiss eternity. It's just playing die, you're reincarnated, life, death. But the fact is that the Aryan religion, the religion of man, is what Russia is fighting. Russia is fighting the religion of man presently. And to go on with the article, the Security Council has also been slapping sanctions in a similar way on individuals who allegedly pose a threat to Ukraine religiously. Critics of Zelensky say they're using the body which he controls to persecute political opponents. And so there is a war against these churches and has become unsafe for millions of Orthodox believers. This is what happened in Nazi Germany. It was unsafe for any believers, not Jewish, the Jewish people, absolutely. It was unsafe for them. But it was also unsafe. They don't really focus much in history on the amount, the target, the Lutheran people that were targeted by Adolf Hitler. They don't discuss that. And not only that, but the homosexuals, those that were in sexual perversity, lesbians, homosexuals, the people of this nature, because they wanted to sanitize the Nazi philosophy. They wanted to sanitize it. They were superior. Many of the SS members, they were homosexuals, and they practiced homosexual activities. Well, I don't know if you want to call it. Yeah, I guess you'd call it activities. The thing is this. See, within the secret societies, their objective with the members, initiation, the initiates, is to violate all of the Ten Commandments. And sleeping with the same sex is a violation of that. It's adultery, perverted adultery, sodomy. They do all these things. And they force the initiates to do these type of things as a, you might say, a clear, straight out rebellion against God Himself and His Word. So they, in the secret religions, like in Skull and Bones, I've heard stories. Skull and Bones, one thing they make you do, strip down and stand before all the men. And I believe there's sodomy. We've heard about Bohemian Grove, things of that nature with all of these secret societies, because man must violate the all of the laws of God. This is what Lucifer demands, a violation of the Ten Commandments and the conscience of man. That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Have a wonderful evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.